531. You've heard the saying, it takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to raise them up to be a leader. That is the mission of leadership initiative called Project Y. Last year, the Auckland-based program worked with more than 100 families and future leaders from 10 schools, mostly in South Auckland. And this year, it's growing with a lot more schools wanting to partner with Project Y. A project manager and coordinator, Essendon Tuitupou, principal at Waimonley Primary School, Fleur Petit, and teacher at Roscommon Primary School, Terry Atelevave, all join me now in studio for more. Thank you so much, everyone, for your time this morning. Good, good, good. Kia ora. Kia ora. Very good. Essendon, shall we begin with yourself? Can you give us an overview of the program, firstly?
Yeah, I mean, the program takes a very holistic approach to leadership. There are some key fundamentals as part of it. One is that the parents and the family have to be involved in the child's leadership development. Two, that we align the environment at home with the environment and the values that the schools try to pursue. And that thirdly, we believe that every child and there is as much potential in leadership and ability in our kids in South Auckland as anywhere else in Auckland or the country. Mm-hmm. And often what's missing is just the opportunities or the access to opportunities educationally and learning-wise that our kids sort of don't quite get because of restrictions on resources.
Mm-hmm. How did it all come about?
Well, we got approached by Waimonley Road School back in 2015 to start a mentoring program. And the mentoring program that they had in mind for us was to work with some of their, behavioural issue kids. A lot of kids were maybe causing disruptions in the classroom. So we went back and said to them, really, ideally, for our view of how we can transform our community, we need more leaders. We need higher quality leaders. We need a lot more leaders. And we need a leadership journey that starts at a much younger age than, I guess, what we tend to traditionally look at. So with the blessing of the school and with the benefit of working with some great people at the school, we started the program in 2015 with a small group of 8 families.
Can you give us an idea maybe of some of the activities or that you take the children through?
Okay. So when I said holistic, there's a lot of different things. We probably the one that has the most exposure or the most most common one that people sort of look at is we run 2 6-week training programs for the parent and the child. At the end of each 6-week program, we'll take them away to Rotorua and we'll either do the Rotorua Tough Guy Mud Run, which we did 2 weeks ago, and earlier in the year we also do the Rotorua Quarter Marathon. So for a lot of the kids, it's a lot of fun. For a lot of parents, it's a challenge, and probably one that they never thought they'd end up doing, but being able to do it with their child is something that's a real benefit to them. Mm-hmm. The other thing we do is during our school holidays, we've got holiday boot camps. We run a 3-day program where we'll work together with Auckland University, also with the Auckland City Art Gallery, Auckland Museum. We also, in the recent one, worked with the Aviation Institute for in New Zealand. And it's really just giving these kids opportunities to learn in a new environment, even at a very young age. So these are the things we do, and everything that the child does, we also allow the opportunity for the parents to be involved in it and to be exposed to it as well.
Very shortly we'll get to your Fleur and Terry, and I love how you're just sitting so nice and straight. That's very good. When you're talking about holistic approach, Essendon, important also, and it's not just the kids, but involving their families and the importance of that?
Yeah, and I mean, research shows that a child that comes from or has a very stable home environment, has a very supportive home environment, will do a lot better educationally. We also know that in terms of the development and leadership development, if we really want to transform communities, we've got lots of programs that focus either on the child or focus on one particular family member, but you really need to focus on the whole family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so engaging the family and getting the family involved is probably for us the key part of developing leaders but also transforming communities.
Fleur, talk to me please about the program operating at your school and the impact that you've seen the program has had on students that have taken part.
So as Es said, we started in 2015. So I guess the thing that I really enjoy about this project, among other things, is the length of it. So it's almost the whole year. And I think for a school like ours, the sustainability is really important. So the project being on board and wrapping around our families, for me, has, for our children, I see a growth in confidence, definitely a growth in leadership. So we have a leadership team at school, and so having that as part of that program in school really strengthens our leaders in school. And it's just as Es said, if we can take that tier of students who are good and make them great through a leadership project, then, you know, we can only win in the community. And I think for our families being on board, it's been really important, because the children and the families go through that, the challenge of training and for those 2 6-to-8-week programs, and they just really bond together, the relationships grow, they definitely deepen, and that's the feedback that we get from our families and from the students actually. And so by the end of the year, we've had students come through the school, and definitely in our year 5 and 6 groups, and they've just been, and I won't say changed, because they're great kids, but they definitely have grown in confidence, they definitely see the opportunities that lie ahead for them, and definitely have a different outlook. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Terry, can you talk to me about your involvement and what you've seen, or transformations, testimonial through, you know, Project Y?
Yep, definitely. I guess one of the things I'm going to start off with is we are very grateful for the opportunity to be a part of the Project Y program. And I can say on behalf of Roscommon Schools, our first year with the Project Y program, and it's been a very beneficial experience, not just for me as the teacher, but also the students we picked. We saw leadership potential in, as Essendon was saying, is you know, they're wanting to raise Pacific leaders in our communities, but also strengthen the relationships between parents and the students. Hey, I think that's one of the things that I've really taken away from this experience, is seeing my students and a lot of the other students just bond with their parents in a more better way. And, you know, even seeing my students in my class strengthening the bonds with their parents. Because, you know, I believe as well that, you know, it starts within the ainga or the family itself. If the ainga is awesome and thriving, it also should represent in a school setting, an education setting. And that's what I've seen improve in our students. And I just also want to say that it's been a struggle as well. You know, 10Ks is about, you know, it's quite a long, it's quite long, eh? But also the mud run, or 6Ks, eh? I was like, oh, man, yeah, it was such a hard, it was such a challenge, hard challenge. And, you know, our children need to experience struggle, you know, and we talk about perseverance, we talk about never giving up. And our students they need to go through it. They need to experience it in action. And I believe that's another benefit from our Project Y. Our kids are going through that struggle, and they're experiencing that time where they have to push through. And they have to, like, you know, their mindset has to change. And if they take those skills with them in life, man, I reckon they will be awesome leaders for our community. And in order for a community to thrive, man, you need the whole community involved, not just the students and the teachers, but you need actually the parents to jump on board in the vision. So yeah, it's been an awesome journey. And yeah, man, I honestly, next year, man, yeah, more mud and more marathons. But yeah,
now I think it's Fleur, you actually have one of your own children that have taken part, or which yes, Terry, if you
yeah, also my students, I teach year 7 and 8. Mm. So I had a couple of my students involved in the program.
My son's
Yes.
Involved in it. Yeah.
I want to talk to you, you know, talk from your sort of teacher's perspective, but in terms of your, you know, as a parent, as a mother, and what you've seen on a personal basis.
Okay, so I guess it is that that getting up early in the morning, the perseverance, the because it's such a long program, and the different things that you do in it, it teaches all of those things. So definitely perseverance, definitely is my favourite word at the moment. I guess the relationship building is huge, because when you have to challenge yourself with something like that, the parent and child, that you're relying on each other, and so one is pushing the other, whether it's the child or the parent or the, you know, vice versa, and so you really are in it together. Mm. And so that's what I've really loved about the project. You know, it is a leadership project, and there's so many things, so many ways the children grow. But as we say, families on board is really important, and supporting their kids is really important. And so that for me and my son, he actually ran the mud run with his dad. Mm-hmm. So it was really great for them to spend that time together. Yeah, and that's been really special for them, actually. Yeah.
Good, good, good. And looking ahead to 2020, other schools now wanting to jump on board. What does that mean to you, Essendon?
Yeah, look, it's gratifying knowing that you know, a lot of the schools are seeing the benefits of it. So for us, we don't cold call a school. We don't sort of go to a school and say, hey, we've got this great program, we'd love for you to do it. We actually rely on word of mouth, and we rely on a lot of other principals and teachers having conversations with other principals and saying, hey, yeah, this could be a good program for you guys. So next year we're looking at extending into West Auckland for the first time, and then possibly the year after, maybe East Auckland. So there are opportunities, and you know, we're just grateful. You know, we started this program 2015 with one school and eight families. We didn't really know what was going to happen. We just thought, well, this is something that we can put our hand to as an organisation, as a community group, to be involved. And to get it to a point now where we've got 15 schools, and next year we're probably looking at over 200 families on the program. You know, it's really testimony to an amazing team of people that are involved. Everyone's a volunteer, and it's also testimony to the fact that you know, as a community, our schools, and particularly in South Auckland, take a very strong interest in the development of our kids and our families.
Very good. Finally, where people can find out more information about Project Y?
Yeah, look, the best way to find out is on our Facebook page. So that's Project YWY. So, and that's really just honouring Waimani Road School, which we started with. So don't look up Project WHY, but look up Project WY, and that you'll find us on Facebook. All the photos, all the videos, all the screaming and silent cursing will be on there. But yeah, no, thanks for the opportunity, Brian.